You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Gamecast.
The Enrichment Center is required to remind you that you will be baked, and then there will be cake.
What time is it?
It's time to play the game.
You disgusting motherfucker!
It's the Binge Gamecast! With your host, Kupka!
Oh my god, you suck!
Movie Freak!
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
And Bash.
Oh, look! Assholes!
Welcome to the Binge Gamecast. I'm Kupka. Apparently, Valley has more important things to do after 1 week. But Bash is here, so fuck him. What's going on, Bash?
How you doing, brother? Good day.
You know what? It was a good day. And I'm happy about that. So, as we said, Valley's off finishing up his lovely student career. I'm not going to give him shit. What's that?
He's probably smashing something.
And he's probably smashing something. It might be his head into the desk as he tries to get through this last week of scholastic work. But good on him. But we'll be welcoming him back very shortly for on a regular basis. So, and I believe he's actually going to stream something today, as people are listening to this. He said he was going to stream either For Honor or... what's the other one?
You remember? That Ghost Recon game, wasn't it?
No, I don't... I don't remember. You know what? We can actually look this up, so maybe I'll do that. But
The streams are coming, people. The Binge Gamecast Let's Plays are going to start very, very soon.
Yeah, we're kind of excited about where things are going this year, so stay tuned for a lot of what we feel is going to be some cool shit. So,
oh, yeah.
With that being said, Batch and I don't have much to talk about in terms of gaming.
Personally, I play a bit.
Yeah, but it's probably been the same shit, right?
Oh, no, I've been playing some different shit.
Oh, okay. Well,
Let's start off with a different type of gaming. Wednesday...
Hey, god damn it, stop trying to take over shit all the time. I wasn't finished.
Okay. Say your shit, motherfucker.
Okay. You got more than you have plenty more to talk about than I do, because yeah. I got about 5 minutes with Resident Evil 7, and then...
Did it get too spooky for you?
No. I don't have the time to dedicate. And in addition, which is going... I think we've touched on this in the past, but... It's out of season. Yeah. I now have to wait until at least 7 o'clock to play it, because it's staying lighter longer. That's about to really change with the stupid daylight savings time switch in a week or two. So I literally have to wait until about 9 or 10 o'clock at night now. In a couple weeks to play it, and that's just not going to happen during the week. So it's going to be put on a back burner till probably September when things switch up again. I'm okay with where I'm at. I think it's actually a good stopping point for me, because I feel like I would if I played Dark Souls at this point, because I'm in a certain puzzle, which either I'm doing incorrectly or I'm just really bad at it. So I definitely need to step away for a little bit.
Well, that's always Dark Souls for me. I just can't get the fucking hold of that game.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, that's how it feels at this certain puzzle in Resident Evil. It feels that, I want to punch something. But it's a good remembrance point where I'm at, so I think we'll be good there. Aside from that, I haven't got a chance to play shit. I bought the did I bring this up last time about how they wanted $9.99 each individual DLC for Dragon Age, but I could purchase the Game of the Year edition.
No, you didn't. I don't think you've talked directly about this.
Okay, so
it's not on the show.
$9.99 for each DLC pack, which was like three or four. I can't remember at this point. Or
now, is this story DLC or is it just
it's,
like
no? It's no. Like it's that? it's all story DLC.
Okay.
And they're always great. I mean, they build off of what you've done, so, you know, it's good shit. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fun with the game. Wanted to delve a little deeper, plus that would then allow me to complete the banner that you do through the Dragon Age Inquisition website, which I am probably going to have printed out and hung in my basement, because it's badass. I could do that, or I could buy all of them and basically upgrade my version to the Game of the Year edition for like $14. So this time,
why wouldn't you do it?
Right. Last time I didn't have it. This time I did. So I fucking threw it on there, and I was gonna all Jones into play it this past weekend, and never happened. And then yesterday, I forgot that I didn't have automatic download set up on my basement Xbox anymore.
Oh.
And so when I acquired Wildlands, it wasn't installed when I got home, and unfortunately it went from a 20 gig beta to a 42 gig normal size version, so I didn't get a chance to play that yet either. Mm-hmm. So part of why this show is going to be in a little different direction today, but let's get to what you played, sir, because apparently you got to dive into some new shit.
Yeah, man. I for Christmas, the other half, let's just call her Mrs. Batch for now, received a gift certificate from Perplexity, which is one of those kind of board game cafe slash escape room places here in Barrie, Ontario.
Yes. So
we did a little escape rooming.
That's awesome. My wife did one yesterday, actually.
It was fucking cool as hell, man. It was called... What the fuck was it called?
Now, how many rooms did this particular place have?
It has four.
Nice. What?
And they said they were getting a murder mystery one like in a month.
Nice.
So they're probably going to swap them out.
Oh, so they're going to swap out. Yeah, absolutely. Put it in a rotation. Which one did you do?
We did the Lost Jewel of Zanzibar.
So you had to find the jewel?
Yeah. So basically, like, there was four of us in that started it off. And they gave you the whole, okay, you got an hour, the door's locked. It's not really locked, but it's locked. If you guys get three hints over the hour if you get stuck. So it starts off with, like, there's all kind of different scarves on the wall. And there's, like, it's one of those things, okay, everything could be a fucking puzzle in this room because it's tricky like that. There's, like, three, four different baskets that had different types of locks. Like, one had a key lock, one had a combination lock, one had one of those motions locks where you can only move it up, down, left, or right.
Oh, nice.
So immediately, the girls, because I went with my best friend and his fiance, so the girls immediately found there's this giant puzzle that fits the table in the middle of the room. So they started working right away on that. I'm just looking around. I see in like one of these baskets that's open, there's some sand in there. And because I used to work at a toy store, I realized that's like kind of like motion, like a physical sand that you can play with.
Okay.
So I'm rooting around in that, and I immediately find a key for one of the locks.
Nice.
So we unlock that, and of course it gives you a hint for the next lock that you can figure out which one it is. I think with the room that we were in, you had to find like 12 different things. That would actually mean you would escape the room. So I'm trying to get the fucking motion lock open for 20 fucking minutes. I'm trying every single combination because I figured it out. It had something to do with the scarves on the wall because each scarf had like up, up, down, down, left, right, times two. So none of that's working. But it's pretty cool. We got it to the point where once we had like three or four different ones of the things we had to define, it actually unlocked another room. Like one of the walls was actually a fake wall. So nice. The door opens and there's another eight puzzles in there, and we have 10 minutes left to do it.
Did you get out or no? Or did you get
We got it. Nice. They gave us a couple more hints than I think they were supposed to, but with 9 seconds to spare, we found the last thing.
Nice.
So it was pretty good. That was pretty cool. And the place Perplexity that we went to, when you do one of the escape rooms, it gives you an hour free time to rent a board game.
Oh, that's cool. So you can hang around and do they they serve like beverages and shit or what?
Yeah, they serve alcohol.
Nice.
So we played a board game called Fact or Crap.
Okay, I heard of that one.
Yeah, so it's like three truths and a lie. So basically, it gives you three facts. You have to pick one. You have to say whether it's fact or crap, and then there's betting involved and stuff like that. It was fun.
That's cool.
Really I think cool. they do stand-up comedy one night too. So I'll definitely have to go back. Can't go back to the same room though.
No, absolutely not. Can't
get through it in 5 minutes. Done. New record.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah, my wife actually went to one for a work thing yesterday, and she said it was really cool. I think they were. It was a murder. I don't know if it was a murder mystery, but it was on a train. So
yeah.
It was a, like whole train car scene thing. It was pretty cool. We got a. I think they offer Groupons for those. So I think the next time we see one, we're going to grab one and check them out. There's a couple that are actually really close to us that we were going to try and do on Christmas, but that never came to fruition.
I think if all the staff can make it, we got to do one for Lollapalooza.
That would be really cool. I think most of them have like a 6 or maybe 8-person limit, though. So you might have to do like 2 groups. But I guess if you could book like 2 rooms at the same time, that actually would work out well.
And there's an idea. Put it on the whiteboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
So I did that. And because of Games with Gold's free weekend, Battlefield 1 was finally free this weekend. So I finally got a chance to play this. You guys were fifing all over it when that came out. Holy shit, is that game depressing once you start playing that fucking thing. I'm like getting
spoiler
sad.
Alert. Yeah, no.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's great. That was one of the unique things about it. It was a different storytelling, and that's what that game's about. It's the fucking storytelling.
Yeah, literally, it just punks you down in the middle of some big fucking battle, and every time you die, you just see like your character's name, such and such, such to the actual year that you died, and then you respawn to somebody else, and then when they die, that fucking credit thing comes on again. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, it's but once you start getting into the actual stories, it's really fucking awesome. So how far did you get?
I didn't get past the first one with the tank.
Just but, ran out of time, or just...
I got halfway through, yeah. Just, okay. I was busy this fucking weekend.
That sucks.
It's cool. I'm impressed. I look forward to getting it on EA Access probably in, 6 months?
I think it'll probably be sooner than that. Yeah. I guess probably maybe... No, you know what? 6 months would be... No, maybe September, August. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be 6 months. No shit. Nah, 7. Maybe June or July.
Yeah.
I think June. That's
just going to go free soon. Spent some time playing a game that we got free for PlayStation called Disc Jam. If you remember that old Neo Geo game that was kind of like what the fuck's it called? Windjammers. Do you remember Windjammers for the Neo Geo?
I do not.
Like top down, kind of like almost like an air hockey kind of thing where you could bank off the sides and things like that.
Right, okay.
So it's like tennis with frisbee.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun, and it's made by like 2 guys, so 2-man development team, and it's one of those like it's almost like a PlayStation early access kind of thing where it's like the base of a game. There's like 3 characters. There's only like 1 map. There's only like 1 arena that they'll probably just add in as they patch and maybe just microtransaction like new characters and shit like that. But I thought that was fun. I played a game called Polybridge because I got my Humble Monthly bundle. For March, it's a bridge-building physics game, and it is fucking hard.
How is, what's the name of it?
Polybridge.
I think I may have that. How long have you been doing the monthly thing now?
This was my 2nd month.
Okay. And
so they got me last month because they gave me XCOM for free.
Right.
And I was pleasantly happy with the games that I did get for them. Let me just look it up here. Because I know we suck Humble Bundles dick a lot on this show, but it's just because it is one of the best values if you are a PC gamer.
You know, Battlefield 1 is only $26.99 right now on PC. Just saying.
$26 I don't have right now. But
just saying.
So last month... They gave me, like they always put it like down at the bottom of the screen what the previous months were. Last month I got Rise, Son of Rome. I talked about that last show. Abzu, which is a scuba diving game. Gorgeous Orders game, SteamWorld Heist, Oklos, Project Hi-Rise, Husk, and a couple other ones. This month I received... So the big one was Total War Warhammer. And were you ever a Total War kind of guy, or was that movie free?
That was movie free.
Yeah. I couldn't get into it. It's just maybe just not my cup of tea. Like, it's cool you have the big armies of like all the orcs or the vampires or whatever, but I just can't get into the gameplay. Get it?
Yeah, I that's more of an RTS, right?
Yeah, like a top-down kind of thing. Like, yeah. Using it usually like shoguns and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't do those games. He's that's why I think he was really psyched for Halo Wars 2. Because it's exactly like that, so I just can't do it. I can do the turn-based shit, but real time, I don't want to think that much, man.
Yeah. So I got as part of this month's monthly bundle, I got Polybridge, Space Run Galaxy. Actually, a game I was surprised at. I'm probably going to spend a lot of time with it. One Piece Pirate Wars 3, based off the anime. So this is like the anime, like that pirate anime, One Piece meets Dynasty Warriors, where you're just battling waves upon waves of guys, like kind of open world kind of thing. And supposedly it covers the entire show. I haven't seen much of One Piece, but I think it's like one of those like animes that had like 20 seasons or something like that. A game called Flat Heroes. It's described as a minimalist action game. Rive and Morph Blade. And the humble original was a game called Urnog. So... really good value for, like, I got my $12 worth. And next month is going to be kind of cool. If you pre-buy it now, you get The Witness for free. That is very, very tempting, because The Witness is one of those games last year everyone was saying was, like, puzzle game of the year.
All right, so here's the thing. How many games did you get?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 8 games.
For $12 a month.
Yep.
I mean, and it's a ridiculously awesome value. I mean, there's no doubt there. It's just, how many of the 8, how many are you for sure going to fucking play?
I'll spend some time with Rive because it looks pretty fucking cool. I'll spend some One Piece. I'd say even like, I like this because it's not like your traditional Humble Bundles where there's just a lot of shit they're piling in there. Mm-hmm. They're actually putting some quality stuff in.
Are they really?
Yeah, because it actually shows, like, on the display page for all this shit, what they're reviewed on Metacritic, what they're reviewed on a site like GameSpot, so...
Okay. Now, what are the odds of you purchasing any Humble Bundles during any given month now? Is it less, or are you still going
to... Depends what it is. It's probably going to be only from, like, big publishers like a Capcom or a Square Enix or something like that.
Because you'll probably never get that from a monthly bundle.
No. Like, there has been a bit of crossover. Like, I think 2 months ago was some Warhammer rat shooter game. And that's included in this month's Jumbo Bundle they just actually released. Yeah, one of the new ones, I think. Humble Jumbo Bundle 8.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, my fear is... you know, I'm going to get some of these bundles that are going to have these indie games in it. Yeah. And then, you know, let's even just say, I'm just breaking it down in my head. It's not even almost worth bitching about, because it's like, if you get a duplicate, you're still only paying $12 for, you know, 5 games that month. Like,
yeah. And the way they do it, it's just like a Steam key you can give to somebody. So,
right, it's not even a fucking argument worth having. It's, yeah. But that's my problem, then, is I just don't have enough fucking PC gamer friends to give these keys to. Because I'm actually starting to get a little bit of a backlog. And it upsets me. I wish... because there's a lot of good indie games that don't require... I mean, you can buy a PlayStation controller. You can buy
a fucking Xbox controller. Hook it up.
Well,
play.
Well, that's one thing I hope to do. One of these reasons why I'm picking up these Humble Bundles, because A, it's in my price range. I can't necessarily afford to buy these big $60, $70 releases. And if we start doing these Let's Plays at a steady stream and people that start watching them, then we can start going through our backlog with these indie titles and start showcasing them and stuff like that. Hmm. That's my point of view.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Just more content from Binge Media in ways you never thought you'd expect.
Cool.
So, none of us have bought the Nintendo Switch, just shifting gears here. But
speaking of the Nintendo Switch, it's something I wanted to talk about today. So thank you for bringing it up.
I'm the master of the segue.
No, nobody got one. Nobody seemed to have gotten one in the Binge community, at least that wanted to talk to us.
I'm surprised Logan doesn't have one yet, but give it time.
Speaking of which...
Captain Nintendo fanboy.
Exactly.
It hasn't been a smooth launch, to say the least, for Nintendo.
Riding the train yesterday on the way home, there was a gentleman playing one. And I only happened to notice because, especially in the way home, I mean, both directions, especially the way home, people typically don't fucking talk to each other. On that first train, it's like, get me the fuck out of here. So I heard, two dudes talking, so I had to look over and see the guys holding a mobile version of the Switch. I'm like,
you stabbed him and stole it.
I didn't. I actually had my headphones in, so I couldn't hear their conversation, and there was a bunch of people walking away, so I was hoping to grab him before he put his headphone in, or his other headphone in, but I did, and I asked him how it was. He's like, it's great. It gets me to work, gets me home, because I asked him about the battery life. And I said, they say 3.5-4 hours, and he agreed that seems to be what it's going to do, at least at this point. And then I asked him if he was playing Zelda, and he's like, yeah. He's like, it's really the only thing right now.
What else
now.
Are you going to fucking play? Batten Bomberman.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, yeah, that's kind of why I held off. I was like, he's like, yeah, my brother's same thing. He's like, they're coming, but I'm like, yeah. And then I let him alone, kind of watching him play, and that's what they're selling right there is the mobility portion of it. They don't give a fuck about the home console anymore. That's what this is. They did what they had to do to offer the home console, but that they don't give a fuck. That's also why they didn't do any apps, because there's no streaming service unless you're going to use your mobile hotspot to fucking do that. And most people these days have smart televisions. So why make a system that has all these apps?
Now, Nintendo has said today that they are coming, Netflix is coming, and other streaming things are coming for it.
Well, yeah, because people bitched about it.
Yeah. So some of the issues people have been having with this, like these, I think I posted in just our private conversation, montage video of people with bricked systems. The dock is actually scratching the screens. Already, like when you put it in the docking base, it is putting physical scratches you cannot get out of on that fucking screen.
Oh, no.
For some reason, it's happening to numerous people. So people are actually putting double-sided felt tape on the inside of the dock. How the fuck that gets past, I have no idea. For some reason, people are tasting the cartridges, and apparently the games taste terrible.
What?
Yeah. It's a bittering agent they put in the plastic. It's weird.
Why are people licking the fucking games?
Because the internet. Who fucking knows? There's syncing issues with the joypads. So when you're not actually playing it on the thing, if you're just keeping them in their hand, syncing issues. The way they have a friends list is fucking useless because there's no messaging in it. And there's no way to put data. They still use fucking friend codes. So you could have a guy with a Larry with a Zelda icon, and you have no the fucking clue who the fuck Larry is, because you can't communicate with Larry. So what's the fucking point of having a fucking friends list? You can't transfer your games, save games from one Switch to another. So say that console bricks, you get a replacement one, you got to start fucking over on all your games.
That is ridiculous. So there's no backup at all?
There's a, it takes a micro SD card, but apparently you can't, it's tied to that Switch.
What?
Yeah.
That, why would they do that?
Because Nintendo.
Oh, you know why they did that? Because you can download the games through a micro SD card, right?
Maybe, maybe not. I think maybe you can store them on there, but they're finally having like its own digital store. So at least you actually have an account. Like, apparently, if you play those Nintendo games for like the Android, that Master Nintendo account, that'll be your account.
Okay, so there's no reason.
Unless you want to play Zelda, but if you have a Wii U, you can play Zelda, and it looks pretty much the exact same, because on that screen, it only goes up to 720, and it's 720 on the Wii U.
So even though they're running the Unreal 4 engine,
yeah,
they're going to have all these fucking companies either port their games or develop their games for this fucking system, it's only a 720p.
On the screen, when you use the docking station, then it'll go up to like 980 or 1080 or whatever the fuck it is.
But still, it's limited to fucking 1080? In a society that is quickly becoming 4K resolution?
Yep.
Fucking Nintendo's retarded, yo.
Yeah. And you know, a year and a half from now, the Switch XL is coming. You just know. Because that's fucking Nintendo's MO.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I mean, if I purchased it, it would have been to sell it because it's sold out everywhere. But so, I'm glad I didn't even waste my money on that.
If this Nintendo 1-2 Switch, which I have no fucking clue why that's not a pack and in the box, like of like all the mini party games, stuff like that, does not take off because they're betting heavy on that fucking thing too, then it's another Wii U and we'll have another different console from Nintendo in like 2 years.
And the fucking control, like, it's going to cost somebody, like, $400 or $500 to have a complete system.
Because it's not just $300 for the console. It's like, how much would be a how much is a terabyte SD card coming from now?
I just bought a 250 or 200 gig for $89.
Yeah, so that's $90. I'd say what, $70 for the Pro controller.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, it's all and hardware. And
games on top of that.
It's all hardware. Like, and you get nothing with it.
No.
It's fucking crazy, dude. I don't get it.
Like, I want one just to have one, just because we all have that whenever you get a new fucking piece of electronics toy, that feeling. I want that feeling again, but it's, I don't know.
When I get that feeling, that's when I think about buying a PlayStation. That's when that feeling.
Then you will have complete mastery of the Force. So let's segue into news on that. Basically, tomorrow, by the time this comes out, the patch will finally be out for the PlayStation Pro that will actually give the Pro mode for 4K games and will allow you to do external storage for installs like the Xbox One does.
How long did it take them to do that?
Yeah. Apparently this is a big patch, so yeah, if you have one of the newer PlayStation Pros, games will look a little bit prettier. But most people won't be able to notice the difference.
Yeah, it's in the blacks. It's all in the blacks. Yeah. That's the big thing about the Dolby Atmos screen. It's all in the blacks. Like that, they actually have a pop-up on the screen before the movie starts, assuring you that the screen is actually still on because it's that dark. Like, it looks like it's off. It's fucking amazing.
I've seen PS4s as low as, what, $199 already online?
They're at $249. You get a game with them. I'm on a plan this year, and I'm not fucking diverting from it. I'm not doing it. So it'll be a bonus, or you know what? Things got worked out a little better than I anticipated kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, Jack and I both have PS4s, so we got it covered.
It's something. Yeah. Well, when we're done talking here, it's one of the things I wanted to bring up today regarding the PS4. So, Continue, yeah. Please, sir. Sorry.
No worries. Word broke today for no cocks in the Xbox version of Conan Exiles.
The fact that that's news, and if people are really upset about that, it's ludicrous. I mean, who gives a fuck? Do you really need that?
I just think it's hilarious. They actually had to do a press release for that. They are patching the PC version, and I tried the new patch, and it does play a little bit more smoothly. It works better with a controller, so I can tell they're getting ready for the Xbox home version of it. And the only thing I didn't like is to establish the patch, I had to basically wipe my world. I was created a huge base in and just like start over. But
what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because it's beta, right?
Yeah, because it's not even beta yet. It's early access.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. I see. That would piss me. All right. That right there, I will never fucking do one of these games. That reason right there. Because that is the reason I worry about playing some games is for losing my fucking save game file. Mm-hmm. I'll never go back to it.
It's going to be an interesting game because I watched a video from CES was last week or this week, and the guys released a video of just all the stuff that they're going to implement in the game. Apparently, they made like mad bank with this early access because they're sinking another like 5 to 10 million
really
back into the game. Yeah, oh yeah, they're going all in on this. They're going to add fucking more different types of magic. They're going to add necromancy. They're going to add like siege. Fucking vehicles to, if you want to destroy someone's fucking town, shit like that.
All right,
they're going big with it.
Question.
You and Jack were fans of Just Cause, right?
I did not play it.
No. Well, word broke today that Jason Momoa is.
I have a question, movie. Sir.
Sir, okay.
Regarding this fucking Conan game.
Yes.
Now, is it possible, and I don't know that any game has done it because I don't pay attention that closely sometimes, if a game like this has early access, you see how much money was contributed to it. Mm-hmm. If they decided to, instead of making a finished product, because again, I'm not sure if you read all the finer details when purchasing said product, if they have the ability to do this, but playing devil's advocate here, if they take it from an early access, you're getting full game to, you're going to get a full game, but it's now turning into a monthly premium service. Would you continue to play it at all?
No.
Okay. Would you be pissed off and want your fucking money back?
No.
Okay. How many hours did you put in before this fucking patch updated?
I spent at least maybe around 10, 11 hours just fucking around.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. All gone.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Damn, dude. I got respect for that. I couldn't do it. I would fucking scream.
But, again, a lot of that is just me fucking around, so my base looked like shit. Because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing, because there's no tutorial in this game. So, like, ship was lopsided. I couldn't quite figure out how to climb up, how to build up the side of the fucking cliff. That.
So you were kind of looking for a reason to reset then.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. Literally, like, I was giving myself, like, hundreds and thousands of items and stuff like that. I was, like, spawning guys. Literally, I was just fucking around. Like, we should make a video like that, just fucking around in that game.
Go right ahead. I have no desire to play that fucking game.
Yeah.
I got way too much coming on my plate here real soon.
Yeah. So, Jason Momoa has been announced that he's going to be in the Just Cause movie.
As?
The main dude.
Okay.
The only way that movie's going to be any good is if they make it, like, fucking Crank and just, like, fucked up and crazy. Because that's all anybody ever fucking did in Just Cause was just, like, strap parachutes to airplanes and all that fucked up shit and just make shit blow
up. Yeah, I could get behind a movie like that. I don't know that I saw Crank High Voltage, but Crank was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's interesting. He hasn't even proven that he can drive his own movie yet. Has he? No.
No.
That's
weird.
We'll
see with Aquaman.
Has there been any early buzz about that? Because, I mean,
Or are they just banking on a dude looking like the way he does and trying to get people out to the theater?
Well, there was a small test footage that I think Zack Snyder tweeted out of, like, him underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked pretty fucking cool.
Okay.
So it's hard to wrap my head around, like, a movie like that. Like, it all – I think the Aquaman movie is going to live or die how cool fucking Atlantis looks.
No, it's going to depend on a fucking story because Aquaman sucks.
That's debatable. It depends who's writing him. That's tough for small screen heroes. We'll get you on small screen heroes, and then we can have an argument whether Aquaman sucks or not.
He's a dude who lives underwater and fucking controls animal or sea animals. He sucks. He's useless on land.
That's also bulletproof, super strong, and can give you a brain aneurysm just like that.
Whatever. He still sucks.
Whatever. Don't treat me like I'm Garrett. So, shifting gears, big release this week, sequel to Middle Earth.
Yeah, and I didn't watch the footage. Was that footage that you...
John Baum released like 20 minutes of like just what they got to see.
No.
Because it's not even to the point where they're putting it in people's hands. They're just like, here, come to our studio. We'll show you like 20 minutes of footage. Looks pretty cool so far. Like, they've added, like, with the Nemesis system, so you have allies.
Okay.
And you can actually, same way as, like, with the first game, you, like, capture a guy, mind wipe him, but you have your own Nemesis system of generals and things like that, and you can invade enemy territories with that.
Okay. I will not play this, and I'll tell you why. Okay. This is another Assassin's Creed type game, and I can't edit. Like, I had a blast playing the first one because it was something that was new in a way.
Yeah.
A new way to tell that story, but I'm out. So that's on you guys.
Especially with the map, like they said, it's 3 times bigger than the original map. So,
no.
One thing I thought was kind of cool with it too is, so say like one of your guys gets killed, the bad guys can actually resurrect him. And he'll be like much more fucking powerful and to have a vendetta against you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool. Your vibrator's going off, dude.
Oh, yeah. So, since you're Mr. Destiny, and it looks like the first Destiny is coming to an end,
it seems that way.
They announced this week a big event called. The Age of Triumph. That is going to revive every raid they have ever done. Apparently it has a 13-page book of achievements, and if you hit rank 7, they will send you a t-shirt.
This is awesome for those people that made Destiny their game. Unfortunately, this kind of means jack shit to me, which is kind of disappointing, but so it goes.
They've also announced that characters will carry over, but your weapons and your gear won't. Some people are pissed off about that. Be realistic. Yeah.
Here, all right, so here's my thing. So if by the end of Destiny, like, does that mean if you own it, you can't play it anymore?
No, it's just they won't be making any shit for that. They'll be sinking all their assets into Destiny 2, so...
Well, that's fine. Anybody who knows fucking anything knows that the gear in the next game is going to be better than the gear in the previous game. Especially if you can keep your character, your level's immediately going to be... That's fucking... I don't know. I don't understand that argument.
Yeah, Patrick Klepek from Waypoint wrote a really good article about people's... that get so wrapped up in their gear because that's their story. Like, they spent so many hours with it or met so many new friends and things like that to get that piece of gear, to get that light level and shit like that. Like you said, like, people who made Destiny their game, that's all they fucking played.
Well, and that was Destiny 1.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, it does transfer over in WoW and whatever, but I don't know. Whatever. It's their game. It's their fucking decision. Like, get over it. You're not going to play a game because of that? There's going to be new fucking gear to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the reason you get the next fucking expansion, is do the same shit to find this one piece of fucking gear. To, like, put it in your fucking storage. Go back to game one. What do you want me to tell you? Quit your fucking bitching. That's a stupid complaint.
I still laugh my ass off that Big Show from WWE is like hardcore fucking Destiny guy.
Hey, good.
That's all he plays. That's his fucking shit. And he was like dropping knowledge why what like the one class is better than another class. I'm like, you're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, it's fucking. Stop it! You're making me want to play Destiny, and I got other shit I want to play right now.
Isn't that my purpose of the show? Is to make you buy shit, make you play shit?
Apparently, I need Jack here. He's my fucking balance. He would have told you to shut the fuck up about Destiny already.
You two can be angry together. You guys were both fans of The Division. That's the other news that came this week. All your two content is free in The Division. So from March 9th to 16th, they're doing a one-year celebration, so XP bonus and credits. And there's going to be two separate expansions this year, and they're both going to be free for people still playing the Division.
That'll give me a reason to go back to it.
I have not touched that since I beat it with you guys that one time.
I really enjoyed it. It was a good play.
I think I may actually reinstall that tonight because they've apparently added a lot to that shit.
No, it's another one that got better as it aged, and unfortunately I just haven't, and there's been other shit that I've been playing that I haven't had that moment yet to go, you know what, I should play right now. I should play some Division. Just like I did with Destiny, and it always happens right before an expansion comes out, and it's good to know that these will be free. So good on them. They're also probably trying to make up for the fact that fucking year one sucked for most people.
Yeah, it was a very rough launch. For sure.
Which begs the question, when do you really want a game released?
Yeah.
Unreal expectations of making a game a year type shit. But what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. So that's all the news out this week. Did we cover the Games with Gold last month? Was that available when we recorded last time?
It was released the very next day.
Aww.
And,
so later this month, I think it's Evolve, right? The full version of Evolve.
Yeah, the full version of Evolve. And the... Because I actually posted it.
Borderlands 2 for Xbox 360?
Yes, Borderlands 2, Xbox 360. Yeah. The one you just said before that. And Layers of Fear.
Yeah, I played like 2 seconds of that and turned it off. Just typical kind of horror game.
Yeah, Heavy Weapon is the other one for 360. And, well, it's one of those that I already own, so it's just nice to know it's going backwards compatible.
For PlayStation Plus for March, so you get the aforementioned Disc Jam, which I talked about earlier. Really good game for PS4, Tearaway and Folded. Tearaway was a Vita game. That was cool as fuck because it was made by the people who made Little Big Planet. And it's all kind of paper craft. That's the art style. Like everything is like made with it's made of construction paper and things like that. And it actually uses the light on the actual controller. So basically you squeeze it and you use the motion control and you can shine light on things. And it actually uses my PlayStation controller too. So you can actually see me in the game whenever you look to the sun.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. PlayStation 3 owners got Earth Defense Force 2025. Have you ever played those games?
No.
I hear they're really shitty, but for people who like them, it's because they are janky that they're good.
Hmm.
Lumo is a cross-buy with Vita and PS4. Undernight and Birth for PS3. And Severed for PlayStation Vita. Severed is kind of like a Fruit Ninja kind of knockoff, but instead of fruit, you got to slash the screen, and you're killing like demons, so you got to cut arms and legs off and stuff like that. So I'd say actually Sony wins this month over Games with Gold in terms of what better games you're actually getting.
Yeah, but that's kind of expected. We're going to run into probably a shitty couple months right before E3. Yeah, and then the onslaught of games that come out each month just will continue. I really want to jump into Wildlands. I played about, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes of the beta.
Same here.
and
it seemed like a typical Ghost Recon game.
It did, which was awesome, with kind of that GTA feel to it. And a game like that, I wasn't about to play more than 20 minutes because I didn't want to play through the same shit again when I started.
It almost kind of reminds me of that old Mercenaries PS2 game.
Never played.
Remember that?
No. I'm not a PlayStation guy. Basically, remember that?
Each member, it all had like kind of playing card kind of thing. So each playing card represented one of the guys you had to take out on this big fucking map.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I've seen that in a couple places. Mostly like cop games, like fucking Mafia or something like that. But yeah. Well, shit, that was kind of even like that in the Shadow of Mordor game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that was the whole legacy system. Right. That was the whole point of it. You know what game I cannot wait for that's actually going to come out soon? Crackdown 3.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. You are totally correct, sir.
I don't think they actually have a release date yet. It's just showing a 2017 for release date.
No, it got pushed back, I believe.
Good. I'd rather it be pushed back and good rather than come out and shitty.
Absolutely. Could not have
The first one was good. The second one wasn't great. Did you play the first one to completion?
I believe so.
I think that was the one game. That was the first game that really kind of refined what Assassin's Creed would come to as their typical gameplay. Just going around the city, getting these little icons and things like that. Crackdown was kind of like the first game I can think of that did it very, very well.
They did it in a very... They had a very good control system, very arcade-ish, arcade-like, and that's what made it so fun. It wasn't about the physics or anything like that. It was more about the cel-shaded graphics and the ridiculousness of it all.
And no matter what you did, you got better than that. So, for example, if you were meleeing everybody, you actually got stronger, so you could actually punch cars and they would go flying. Your car cut fucking transformed if you drove enough.
Right.
So hopefully there's more of that in the new Crackdown.
That would be nice.
It was the best superhero game that wasn't about a superhero.
I would agree with that. So, something I wanted to talk to you about today was... So everyone, we've been discussing recently... especially when the three of us have been together, about the fact that Xbox hasn't had as many exclusives as PlayStation has. Does it really make a difference to you whether or not a game is an exclusive? Or is that just totally a way... I mean... aren't we all basically running the same hardware to an extent at this point? Mm-hmm. They're getting so fucking close. Just stop it already. Just build one system. Everybody get together and build a system and make a game for PC and for consoles, and everyone can play everything together. Why does it have to be this fucking constant battle with this shit?
Well, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I have Grand Theft Auto for PS4. But Jack has it for Xbox.
As do I.
And you have it for Xbox. So it means I'm going to have to eventually buy it for Xbox if I ever have any hope to play with you guys.
Here's what they need to do. They need to... any game that is cross-platform needs to be able to be played together. And I don't see how that's not possible. It should be very easy to do.
It's funny because DC Universe Online is cross-platform, I believe, and so is Paragon.
I know that DC was cross-platform with PlayStation. I don't know if it ever went cross-platform with Xbox.
That's a good deal.
But I do know... what's that?
Just needs to cooperate with all three.
Right. Then, if you want to have your fucking exclusives, fine. I get that. But I don't know. For me, it's always been how the hardware played and... more of the other shit, and I think that's what Xbox is totally banking on this year, is for people to realize how much of a set-top box, mm-hmm. I don't know if necessity is the right thing, but I think it's
pretty goddamn close. Like, if you want a true all-in-one system, get a fucking Xbox with a Kinect. I mean, yeah. Last weekend we spent video chatting and drinking with friends in D.C. for like 2 hours. Nice. All because for the low, low price of, you know, what is it, $350 now with the fucking Kinect?
You guys with your American dollars. I have no idea.
Like, it's crazy. And then you get Ed with Games with Gold, the EA Access. It's, I don't know, I think they're stealing from me, but I think it's about the long game for them, and I think they're really going to start to turn it around. And what could do it even more hardcore is going to be come E3. They need some new IPs, and they do need a couple more exclusives, but I don't know. The whole exclusive thing, it's a way to push fucking hardware, but I don't know. I don't get it. It should be about the game. It should be about making a good goddamn game.
So the other thing with Microsoft, the secret weapon that they just fucking unleashed on everybody, is their new subscription service for $10 a month.
Right. That was the other thing I forgot about that I wanted to mention with that.
So do you have that now? Because I don't have that. We're both EA. We're both Xbox Insider members. But you're like a higher ranking than I am.
Do. And I can't see it on this one. I can see it all upstairs. Basically, I don't own... There's a limited amount of games available right now. There's like 20 games available. I don't own 6 of them. So, for me, the initial outset for this, it wouldn't be worth it for me to do it the first month. Depending on what it grows to and what's available, you know, we'll go from there. But it's supposed to be like 100 games right off the bat or some crazy shit like that. Hey, that's kind of awesome.
If once they take it out of there, you'll still have it as long as you download it. So it acts like Games with Gold or any of that kind of shit.
Right.
As long as you remember. But the second you stop paying, then they'll say nope.
Right. And they will, but they did say right on the outset that they'll be rotating games. So you do have the option to buy them, you know, once they're downloaded. And if you keep it downloaded, I believe you can still play it. But once you delete it, I don't know that you can download it again until they put it back out there. But I don't know. So we've talked about it before. With EA Access, you know what? I'm wondering. They just dropped, or Best Buy had this week, a year of gold for $10 off. I'm wondering if they're doing that to kind of get people to come and check out the game subscription service. You know, pay for a month of that.
This is going to force Sony to do something with their PSN now to make that fucking cheaper. It's like 3 times the cost.
So right now, Microsoft will have for a year of gold, $60. You're going to get 48 games.
Yeah.
EA Access, $30 a year. You're easily at what, 30 games?
Something like that.
That's 78 games in your first year. Then you add on the subscription service, which is going to add a minimum of 100 games.
Yeah.
It's fucking... And what is... PlayStation has their PlayStation Plus or whatever, and that's, what, 60 a year?
Yeah.
And that gets you how many games per month?
I think twice as many as you're getting with gold when you factor in PS3 and Vita.
Because you can play all of those on... the PS4, right?
Some yes, some no.
But what if... Okay, so if you don't have a PS3 or a Vita, how many are you getting?
Well, that's the thing. Like, a lot of these little indie games that they're releasing, they're just porting them direct to Vita, and you will get them on for PS4.
So it's like the 360 thing that Xbox does.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you only have a PS4, what are you getting per month?
2 to 3 games.
So you're not getting 4, so you're only at 24 to 36.
Yeah.
Huh. And then you have, in addition to that, they're about, PlayStation Now, right?
Yeah.
And that's $10. How much is that a month?
I think it's like 30.
Really?
or something like that. Let me look it up. PSN Now. 7-day free trial. $44 for a 3-month subscription.
So $15 a month. Huh. So $5 more a month than Xbox. I don't know. I don't know what. What do you think they're going to do? They got to announce something huge at E3. They got to.
They just need to merge PSN and PS Plus into one membership. Because the whole thing with PSN Now is that it's streaming, so it's not saving to your hard drive.
I'm looking at that right now. I just pulled it up, that stream of PlayStation Classic.
Yeah. And they swap the games out every month.
So you have 1 month for these games.
Yeah.
And then they go away. And you can't play them if you're not... That doesn't make any sense.
It looks like you can play them on PC as well, so that's kind of cool.
It doesn't make any sense.
They got to do something with this.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Microsoft just massively put their dick on the table with that fucking subscription service.
And all the fucking key points are exactly what we're talking about right now. As long as you download it, it's yours. So that's an easy thing for them. Over 300 titles streaming instantly.
And it's a mixture of PlayStation 1 and 2 and 3 games.
And they rotate all of these out each month.
I assume, yeah.
Well, how many they can't. How many games are in the fucking catalog? I mean, they rotate them in what, like...
Probably maybe 10 or 20 at a time, maybe, depending on companies. Let's click here, explore the catalog. Yeah, because it looks like they just added Red Dead Redemption, Dark Souls 2, Tekken, Catherine Beyond, Two Souls.
You notice anything gone?
No. It's fucking weird.
Well, then, if all you're doing is streaming it, well...
What happens if you have a shit connection? How's that going to work?
Well, you probably want to buy the disc anyway because it's going to take you forever to download it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're not taking games away but just continuously adding, then I don't see...
It's not a bad value, just the price is too much if they're doing it that way, but...
I don't know. It's $15 to just to have access to it, or $10 to have access to it as long as you download it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can see is Microsoft trying to sell off hard drives. Like, are they going to offer a giant fucking hard drive at E3?
Yeah.
Or are they going to announce like some fucking personal cloud storage or some shit? And then you can upload all your fucking games there so they don't even have to be stored on your Xbox.
Yeah, I just figured 1 month is $20. So it's $20 a month if you go month to month on this.
All right, well, $20 a month is ridiculous. 15, yeah. I can understand. 20 is high. Nobody charges. Everybody charges 15, no? At the highest? I'm paying $5 with fucking Origin.
But, okay, let's look at it this way. How much money would it cost you to rent 3 fucking games for a weekend back in the day?
Yeah.
You would get those for 2 days and you would get like tons of late fees because nobody ever... When did anybody ever return a fucking game back on time? That makes me feel old now. We're already almost at the generation of that don't know what fucking video stores are.
PS, not on PC. I didn't see that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You can stream it to PC. You can play PSN games on PC with this service.
Why is it showing up in pounds?
Could be just the website.
So I... This is $12.99 a month. Sony to me. What? Okay.
I got Canadian, so it's $20 for me, maybe $12 for you. But
huh. And I can use the Xbox controller.
Think you might try the 70 trial?
This is
Remember, this is for science.
Dude, this is awesome.
2 episodes in a row.
No, this makes sense.
Okay. Sell me on it. It just clicked for you. Sell me on it.
PS Now is the only place to play incredible PlayStation exclusives on your PC. Games like The Last of Us, The Uncharted series, God of War. Excuse me while I go fucking clean myself.
Oh, man.
I never have to leave my house again. Ever. I can finally dwindle into the small, pale, hunchbacked, angry gamer that I've always meant to be.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Fuck! You know what makes this possible? The fact that my wife's cell phone is going to be paid off next month, and that adds that was twice as much as what this costs. So, the math works. Heavy rain? Fuck, dude! I hate you!
I'm such an asshole. Two shows.
No, this is. How did I not know that? How did we not know that it was available for PC? Why would they not broadcast that?
I think that's new.
That?
I think that's something that's they just announced. Now, how? I'm curious to see how well that's going to work. I think it's really going to depend on your internet connection, but it sounds like you have good internet, so give it a try, dude.
Wow. What is my PSN? I think I use the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm signing up right now, motherfuckers.
I'm such an asshole.
Already exists. Sweet. Just gotta remember my password now. You know what I can do there? Forgot password. That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, while you're making a horrible mistake, why don't we wrap this episode?
Yeah, no, that's exactly where I was going. Wow, this is awesome. So I will have something to report next fucking game, next show for sure.
See, we gave them a cliffhanger. There you go.
No! This is why this is awesome. Because this is their play anywhere. Because you can save the fucking cloud, right?
Hopefully. Again, I'm not too sure how this works.
No, but from your PlayStation, you can save to the cloud, right?
They do have their own online storage. Yeah,
just like Microsoft has their like 2 gigs or whatever, just
yep.
for your save
games. Exactly.
Okay, this is their fucking Play Anywhere. This is their PlayStation Play Anywhere. Why the fuck aren't they? How? I know 2 people at least right now that are coming. This is how few fucking PC gamers I know, which makes me angry. But the PC gamers I know want to know about this because they're at the point where they've already got one console. They don't want to drop another. And also, oh, fuck. This is ridiculous. Awesome. Okay. Let's wrap this shit up so I can go fucking ruin my life. Yeah. Next time, fucking Jack will be back with us. We'll have the whole crew here. We're going to have plenty to fucking talk about. Do not forget, this coming Saturday, March 11th, because Smash Valley can't read a fucking calendar, 12 noon Central Time, Deadline, Binge Movie Fantasy, Binge Media Fantasy Movie League. Jesus, I finally fucked it up. Binge Media Fantasy Movie League, cutoff.
My team's in.
Your team is in. My team is in. Jack's team is in. A lot of teams are in. Get your team in.
Mama Dick Club.
All right. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. get your fucking teams in. We made it nice and easy for you. Just fucking pick some people, throw them on a fucking list, email them to us, have some fucking fun, join the group, shit talk. Enjoy yourself. That's what we're here for. Entertainment. Enjoyment. We hope you enjoyed this show. Talk to you fuckers later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of Super Bob Odenkirk.